The AAA Michigan Foundation for Traffic Safety found that nearly 15 million drivers reported getting behind the wheel within 1 hour after using marijuana in the past 30 days. That's despite the fact that a marijuana high lasts typically 2 to 3 hours, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. While less than 1% of the population thinks that drinking and driving is acceptable, nearly 7% of Americans think that driving high is no big deal. Lieutenant Mike Shaw of the Michigan State Police Department says those people are mistaken.
Unfortunately, there is a misconception out there that, you know, marijuana is the new wonder drug, I guess, so to speak, and there's nothing bad that will come with it. It affects you the same way that alcohol does. It messes with your cognitive skills. It throws on your thought process. So a lot of the indicators for alcohol is still there with marijuana.
Another large misconception, according to the survey, found that 70% of Americans think it's unlikely a driver will get caught by police for driving under the influence of pot. Lieutenant Shaw says, wrong again.
We've been arresting people for driving under the influence of marijuana for quite a long time. In fact, we've seen a 5-year uptick in the amount of arrests of people for driving under the influence of marijuana.
Shaw added that just because Michigan voters decriminalized marijuana last November, that does not mean it's safe to use while driving a car. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.